Okay, today is December 5th,
2017.
Yes, December 5th. Yeah.
This is more or less what we use mini pots for. I'm going to call it 31. I'll figure it out later. Anyway, I'm Patty Bassora, Paul Waller, and Ricky Lee.
Hello, live and in person.
And we are sitting in downtown lunch. This is how we traded a mini podcast together. I have never recorded a podcast with people in the same
room. Oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah. So we're using Zoom
record.
Paul's got some earpods on. I've got a pair of Lightning AirPods.
I have an Edutage lavalier mic.
Oh, he's fancy.
Yeah, I got the fancy stuff.
He even got the little wind.
Oh, no, that's not the fancy one. I have a dead cat.
Oh. So Ricky probably sounds the best.
Do I sound basic?
But anyway, we should record to see what ambient we are.
We've got 15 feet away from cake.
Yeah,
so there's cake.
Yeah, people, because they're actually 12.
Well, I look at the screen when you talk, it picks up in.
Yeah. You got the. We've got all the different mics. Like I said, Ricky's got the pictures. But anyway, we're just talking about what we got. Paul's got a Star Trek original series Bluetooth
communicator.
Pretty cool.
Who do I have? It's not John Westfall, but one of your other friends.
I think John Westfall. John's the other. He also bought the Star Trek communicator bag. He says, Ricky has his fancy dancy lavalier. What else you got?
Biostrap. Yeah, Biostrap.
Which we discussed in the previous one. Yeah, so he's been getting some.
Yeah.
So he's a two-fisted spender. He's got Apple Watch.
Yep. I'm completely full. I can't take any more gadgets.
Right. I've seen people who are there. So you still got two. Yeah. Offender just left your attached strap.
No, I don't need to take heart rate. That would be hard if I had to take heart rate on my ankle.
Well, you could do other. Okay, what else? What else? Paul,
the world's smallest router.
Oh, I've seen that.
That is small.
And it has a USB connector, and it also has RJ45. So what you
can,
I can use it as an adapter in my Surface, or I can use a router either directly from wired Ethernet, or I can pick up a wired retransmitter. And the nice thing is, if I'm in a hotel, I can connect this to the hotel Wi-Fi around and distribute that to all my devices.
So it's about the size of a...
It's about the size of...
Smaller than the old school Apple AirBook Ethernet adapter.
Oh, am I carrying it? I don't think
I have anything new. I have a travel gadget.
Oh, okay. What
is my travel
gadget? Well, he's reaching for it. Oh, I did get my Black Friday
device. It's a flattened laptop stand. It's really great because it hooks onto your fridge.
It does look like a machine.
Yeah.
So non-lethal.
It's called the Aviator. But you can then...
We have a laptop.
You put your laptop over it, so it raises it up. It's great for when you're in the office traveling around. What about a laptop stand? Folds flat. Yeah. One of those, I found it for $15 on Amazon.
So my Black Friday purchase arrived here.
Uh-huh.
Because I have an old car, so I got another plug-in Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because my old one, my Griffin, it's starting to get flaky. So I bought a $10 replacement. And it looks okay so far. But one thing I didn't notice, it has a micro SD, so you can put it and not use it. That was kind of.
Does it support FLAC? Does it support lossless?
So in my cigarette lighting, plug into the US, and it does two things. They originally came up with a thing that charges your phone, and it also does into your car. Right? And then they released this other one that comes with four little dongles screw onto your valve stem, and it gives you tire pressure.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how?
So ODBC2 kind of thing?
It's a little box.
Yeah.
It's about a little bigger than a pack of gum. And that the four little dongles screw onto your valve stem.
Bluetooth. Oh, the valve stem?
Yeah, it screws onto the valve stem of your tire.
I guess they would have to let a little bit of air out of the tires to really sense
it. A really good.
That's pretty cool.
So you're saying if you find your car, there's four things we can take off of it.
Correct.
Well, I assume it's cleverly disguised.
Because it's Bluetooth, it's about the size of a.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sitting on the valve stem.
Yeah, but who looks at a valve?
Yeah,
that's very cool.
People who takes hubcaps.
Although it does have theft, where you actually have to twist the nuts two ways.
So don't give the secret away.
Yeah.
But presumably there'll be ODBT kind of thing, because most modern cars have.
Old tire sensors.
And then it ties in with an app on my phone. When I get out of it, it goes, I marked your spot,
Oh, nice.
You need to set a time in 2 hours. Okay, fine. And then in 2 hours, or before the 2 hours is up, it'll say, okay, your car is 755 feet that way.
Right. Interesting. I knew someone who was trying to develop a parking app that had that same feature until he realized GPS doesn't work in parking lots. Multi-story concrete parking lots. GPS doesn't work in that.
So I guess what this app does, it can't get S6. It tells you, oh, I couldn't get S6. You should take a picture.
Yeah, okay.
And you take a picture in the app, it'll call the picture back up what floor you're
on. That's a good idea.
And I guess presumably if you are so inclined, take it or put it on. If you just have to remember to take it off.
Because it just plugs into the cigarette.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, that was a nice test of a mini podcast. I don't want to use up more of Paul's bands or literally.
Oh, that and everybody's. It's okay.
All right. Okay, that mini podcast is out. Kadagasawara,
Ricky Lee, and